Please state your name and your affiliation.
Good morning. My name is Steve Gorham. I'm a lifelong citizen of the Chicago area. Thanks for the opportunity to comment on EPA plans to regulate carbon dioxide from our nation's power plants. December 7, 2009 is a date that will live in infamy, not in memory of Pearl Harbor, but on that date, the Environmental Protection Agency declared carbon dioxide to be a pollutant under the Clean Air Act. Ladies and gentlemen, that is bizarre. Carbon dioxide is not a pollutant. It's an odorless, harmless, invisible gas. It does not cause smoke. It does not cause smog. That vapor you see rising from a cooling tower at a power plant is condensing water vapor. You can't see carbon dioxide. Each of us breathes in just a trace of CO2, but our bodies create CO2 when we burn sugars, and we breathe out air that's 100 times the concentration of CO2 in the atmosphere. In fact, CO2 is green. Hundreds of peer-reviewed studies show that higher levels of atmospheric CO2 increase the growth rate and the size of plants. Plants get larger vegetables, larger fruit, thicker tree trunks. They're more resistant to drought with higher levels of CO2. If humans could put one compound into the atmosphere that would be great for the biosphere, CO2 is that compound. The greenhouse effect is a natural effect, and man-made emissions play only a very small part. Earth's dominant greenhouse gas is not carbon dioxide, not methane, it's water vapor. Somewhere between 75 and 90% of Earth's greenhouse effect is caused by water vapor and clouds. Of the remaining portion of the greenhouse effect that is due to carbon dioxide and methane, 96% of that is due to natural emissions from oceans and the biosphere. This means the man-made portion of the greenhouse effect is about one part in 100. Because the greenhouse effect is dominated by natural, not man-made factors, no EPA policy will have a measurable effect on Earth's climate. No EPA policy will have an effect on ice cap size, sea level rise, hurricanes or tornadoes, or on droughts or floods. No EPA policy, however severe, will have a measurable effect on global temperature. But EPA regulations can have a severe impact on Americans. Today, 38% of U.S. electricity and 47% of Illinois electricity comes from coal. Destruction of our coal industry will raise the price of electricity for American citizens and businesses, disproportionately affecting the poor. As a citizen of Illinois and the United States, I urge you to abandon this costly and futile fight to control Earth's climate and return to solving the real pollution problems that we face.